This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Today, we feature three poets who bring us their observations on nature's work in the fall and a favorite southern city. First up is Margaret Vann.
As a gardener, I have the opportunity to observe life in the garden and sometimes ponder about our lives as they may relate. Gardening has given me many poems. False Spring. I weed the wild garden to better display its unkempt look. Asters lean in wild abandon, petal to petal, with white snake root, and leaf to leaf, stalk to stalk, in stands of goldenrod. October is no time for rue anemone nor violet, but a perverse anemone blooms among hepaticas' liver-spotted leaves, while violets bloom coyly on a western slope. It is indeed a false spring that lures these ephemera to display themselves so late. October is the time for hardier breeds, asters, coneflowers, those who do not fear drought nor frost. Is time in the October of life for fearless to go ahead? Find, discover, recover the heady time of spring, letting spring love o'ertake us, retake us, undaunted by the season, for rue anemones and violets bloom undaunted by the season. Why can't love?
Margaret Vann is a longtime resident of Huntsville and a member of the Coweta Poets Group. She's had poems published in various works, and as you can tell, she's an avid wildflower enthusiast and gardener. Up next, we have Carl Brooks, a former air traffic controller who describes the safe space before life begins.
Cocoon by Carl Brooks. Here in my snug cocoon, soft darkness abides. As dark as blindness, but I see through my mind's eye. The walls hold closely within my world, protecting me from the dangers outside. But I can't, don't want to know them. Surely I'm safe in here. As I stretch and grow, my cocoon grows too. Be careful not to puncture and allow the outside in. Within, I am secure, yet anxious to feel the warmth without. Outside, the light and shock of life. We who seek security within our cocoon are forever afraid. We need to discover the pain, delight, and new boundaries of life outside. A beauty and feeling beyond ourselves awaits. Life is the harsh reality of being allowed to feel. There is no good or bad in that.
Our final poet for today is Georgia Brooks, wife of Carl, whose poem Cocoon you just heard. She is also a former air traffic controller. Their family lived all over before settling in Harvest, Alabama. Georgia's poem is a love song to New Orleans.
Aging temptress, adorned in black lace, laughing madam with painted face, your dress once elegant, now a little shabby, slightly dirty, seams ripped, what matter? With timeless charm you beckon derelict and tycoon, housewife and belle du jour, all succumb to your grace. Body music rumbles from your throat, your dusky skin glows in the lamplight. The exotic smell of your perfume numbs the senses. The rich wine taste of your lips intoxicates the soul. Sinner, saint, lover, friend, you are all. Vieux carré, je t'adore.
Each of our featured poets this week submitted their works through our website, wlrh.org, and any of you interested writers out there can do that as well. You can hear our poets and all the past poets and storytellers on the same website. Just click on the Sundial tab at wlrh.org. You can hear a new Sundial episode each Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.